when I drop, wait. Keep that energy that you had when I pop, wait. I'ma change my number, switch the pad. You were up, wait. Caught you moving.
Actually, we should just use this as the intro for the podcast. Real weird sounds.
Hey, guys.
I was kidding. I don't want
no,
this.
No. We can make this work.
No, this is so weird.
All right. Okay, guys.
So
today, we're going to be talking about holidays, all right? If you hear some intro music, I chose it this time, all right? And, or it might be Pierre's new album. If you know who Pierre Bourne is, go listen to his SoundCloud. You won't regret it.
Wait, I'm regretting this intro already. It sounds so bad.
We're doing it.
Can we just cut it if it's really bad?
I'll cut it if it's really bad.
No, let me listen
David,
to it.
I do all the editing on this podcast anyway, so.
You've done no editing.
I will eventually.
I can do the editing because I'm willing to edit.
No, I'm willing to edit though. You have school. You have too much time.
Never time.
You have Urbana.
Let's talk about Urbana. Let's redo this and let Urbana be the beginning of
No, this is our intro.
This sounds so bad.
Holidays. Today we're going to be talking about holidays, guys. Because David and I'm Korean. David's...
Do you not know where I'm from?
Well, I want you to talk. Okay. I obviously know you're from...
I'm Nigerian. Ghana? That's why my last name's Alade. Whoa, my gosh.
Yeah, David's from Nigeria.
Don't you dare.
Last name's Alade. I'm Daniel Kim from Korea.
Why did you say it like that?
Because it's Kim, Korea.
Okay.
Yeah, so I'm from Korea. No, I'm not from Korea. I'm just Korean.
Yeah.
I'm an American. Yeah.
So you were born here, right?
Same with you, right?
Yeah. Were your parents from... Did your parents move here from...
Oh, Korea? Yeah. Should we talk about that?
Yeah, we should. Because I think we should give people a little bit of background.
Okay. Well, my parents are from Korea. They were born in Korea, but they only moved from Korea when they were like 6 or 7. They're very young.
Yeah.
But And they pretty much grew up in America, like a normal white people. But not really, though. But my grandparents, I think I'm not 100% sure, but my grandfather's from North Korea, I know. My mother... On my mom's side. So my mom's dad is from North Korea. My mom's mother from South Korea. My dad's parents are both from South Korea. Wow. So that's how it worked. That's how it went down.
Right.
And from the... People are going to ask, like, how my grandfather got out of North Korea. It was low-key.
Very low-key.
Because he got out as soon as the border was made. So it wasn't, like, too hard.
Eesh.
I want to ask him how he got out, though. That would be really interesting.
We should have him on the podcast, and that would be an episode.
English.
He can't speak any English?
No.
So how do you talk to him?
I speak a little bit broken Korean. Really? I can understand what he says, but I can't speak Korean.
That's so cool.
But yeah, but he doesn't speak any English, though.
So. Well, we can translate it for our podcast.
My sister could translate it. My sister actually interviewed him and for like her senior thesis and asked him about like how he did it.
I wish your sister was my co-host. Okay, and I'm Nigerian. Both my parents moved to the States when they were pretty old. My dad was like 30 something.
Did they move with their parents 20. Or just by themselves?
By themselves.
Oh.
Yeah, they had nothing.
Are your other family still in Nigeria?
No. So my family, the thing is, in Nigeria, like the education is really shoddy for college education, or it's not shoddy. I should just say it's like not as dependable. So,
not as many opportunities.
Yeah, not as many opportunities and things like that. So people will move out, but they'll go to different places. So my parents decided to come to the States. My aunt and a bunch of my uncles, they went to England.
Were they studying in England?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Studying in England.
Oh, yeah, you told me you have aunts in England.
Yeah, I have aunts and uncles in England and France. And then my uncle is in Canada.
Do they still live there today?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Oh, interesting.
But I've got family all over. I've got family.
So like, do your cousins, connected. Do they have like accents, like British accents?
Yeah.
That's lit.
One of my cousins is actually working in Korea right now.
Are you for real?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, you told me about that.
There's Nigerians everywhere.
Does he have the English accent?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. What an interesting man. I'd love to be. I wish he was my co-host.
He's so. Oh. Okay. Anyway. So we're going to talk about holidays today because we both had interesting experiences with holidays as kids.
Yep.
Holidays were always, were they good or bad times for you?
Me? Holidays were just like whatever.
Really?
Like, they were never special because, okay, my family is tiny. I have no cousins. One uncle who just got married recently, no kids. That's it.
Dang.
I have one uncle, one aunt, that's it.
Dang.
And I have a second cousin, but our families don't do much like holiday wise. So literally every holiday was just like a dinner with my uncle.
So it was like a time you were out of school and then...
Yeah, and I just had dinner with my family for like 2 hours.
What?
That's literally a holiday for me.
Really?
That's why I'm like... I'm so excited, like, when I'm older and I can go to, like, my other, like, if I, when I'm married, I can go to, like, my wife's. I hope, like, my wife has a big family, because that'd be nice.
Yeah.
Because I want to experience, like, a real, like,
family
a,
dinner.
Like, a huge, like, holiday event.
Yeah.
Because I've literally never experienced anything larger than, like, 10 people.
Why didn't you ever go to your friends? Did you ever go to friends for holidays or anything?
My mom didn't want me to.
Your mom wouldn't allow it?
She wouldn't allow me.
Wow, that's crazy.
Yeah, no, because all my friends would be like, oh, come over for Thanksgiving. Like, I wish, but nah.
Yeah. Your mom was tight.
Yeah, my mom was tight in the family. The tight 10 people.
Tight 10 people. Oh, so it was 10 people. Did 10 people come over?
You have. Well, in total, it was 10. Because it was me, my sister, my dad, and my mom, 4. Plus my grandparents, just 8. Plus my uncle, aunt, just 10.
Yeah.
That's 10 people. Plus my dog, 11.
Your dog doesn't count.
My dog does count.
10.
He got a meal every holiday.
We should talk about pets for one of our podcasts.
That's another topic for discussion,
dude. Right. So do you think that you had a favorite holiday? Because they were all kind of similar, I guess.
Well, the thing is, like, only, like, holidays that we ate on.
Only holidays? What? What? What holidays do you not eat?
Like, oh, you're right. But, like, holidays that are specifically meant for eating.
Yeah.
So only one, Thanksgiving.
So Thanksgiving was your favorite?
It's still my favorite.
Wow.
Because only because of food. Because, like, we don't do anything else besides... we don't do anything but eating.
Do you ever do games or anything?
No.
You never go out and do
anything? The most we'll ever do is, like, watch golf.
What?
What? For, like, 3 hours afterwards.
If I was a kid and that was my holiday, I would literally go insane.
Dude, let me just paint a picture for every holiday. Holidays, like, my grandparents come over at noon... We eat until 3, they leave. That's it.
What?
That's how literally every single holiday is like.
What?
And I'm not exaggerating.
Oh, gosh. Okay, we're going to talk about my holidays now. I'm going to start at Thanksgiving, right?
Yeah.
So Thanksgiving is, you know, notoriously an American.
Give a background on how many people are in your family.
So, it's kind of complicated. I'm not really sure. If I was talking about, like, my
immediate... That's how you know you have a lot of people.
Yeah. If we were talking about, like, immediate family... It wouldn't be that many. It would be, like, maybe 16 or something. 15 or 16 cousins.
Including cousins?
No, no, just cousins. Just cousins.
What about uncles and aunts?
Ugh.
Those are immediate families.
I don't know. I don't know how many uncles and aunts there are. I could count them, but that would be boring.
How many grandparents you got?
I don't have any grandparents. Or, I mean, I did, but not anymore.
Oh.
My grandparents died when I was pretty young.
Oh.
My grandma was the last one, and she died when I was, like, 15. So, didn't really know them.
That's a stupid question to ask. Most people have 4 grandparents. Actually, everyone.
Some people have step grandparents or things like that.
Oh.
Step grandparents.
I'm talking about, like, blood.
Yeah, yeah. That makes sense. Yeah. I only have.
You can only have 4, right?
I can only have 4. My granddad's died, like, way before I was a kid. Anyway, back to holidays. So, our holidays were for family and family friends. And so that's why it was so confusing for me about who was my family and who was my family friend. Because. Everyone would come over for Thanksgiving.
So how many
and Christmas.
Like would you say came over on average?
Oh yeah, yeah. So when we were doing Thanksgiving dinners, our Thanksgiving dinners were the time. At least 70 people were in
house.
Yeah.
In one house?
Yeah, 70 people in our house. Like at least 60 or 70 people in the house, yeah.
Dude, that's like my entire class.
I know.
What the heck?
And we would be everywhere. Like, if you guys don't know, I have a pretty large house and that's what it was made for. It was made for doing things like that. It was literally like the entire house was packed with people. And we had food to the brim. Food to the
brim. Dude, my mom would be so stressed out if there was that many people in the house.
Oh my gosh. My mom used to be stressed out of her mind.
Did she like it?
I don't even know. Like, I feel like there's a small part of my mom that loves hosting.
Yeah.
But if you actually saw her during the day, you would be like, oh my gosh.
She's going to host someone. Do you guys host every year?
We used to host every year.
Oh.
When I was a kid, we used to host every year. We've started to let off and not because... It literally takes like a week in advance. We have to start thinking like, yeah, we have to start sending invitations. Then we have to start getting like people's list of what the foods they're bringing. And then we have to start organizing like what food's like going to go where, what we're going to do.
Oh my gosh.
And as a kid, I wasn't, you know, because I couldn't be trusted with cooking anything. So I was literally the gopher. I would go for everything. My mom would yell across the house, send me downstairs to get this. Oh, go upstairs and help one of your aunties carry this inside. Go over there and help them put their like coat in the closet. And I would just be running everywhere. And I was supposed to like make sure everyone was okay. I would get water for everyone. And then I had to make sure all the kids were excited or happy or whatever. It was stress. It Man. Was stress.
Was it fun though? Did you enjoy it?
Yeah, it was fun. We used to have soccer tournaments in my basement.
Oh my god.
And we'd have like six people per team and we'd play soccer or whatever.
Yeah.
And it would get mental. Like people would be like slamming against the walls, this like so much fun. Just like kicking the ball as hard as they could. It was a lot of fun. Yeah. But it was a lot of stress too. Cause like the house was literally imploding. It felt like the house was imploding. Like if you walked upstairs, like you just had it's like
sea of people.
Yeah, yeah. You know when you like go to a concert and you had to like just like dive out of people? That's what it was like.
Dude, I can't imagine 60 to 7 people in this house.
Yeah. It's crazy. It sounds like a lot, but it's not that many when you like do it. Yeah. But
yeah.
I remember I had this toy room, right? My toy room was where I used to spend all of my time as a kid because my siblings were older than me. So they didn't want to play toys with me or whatever. I used to spend all my time there, like just me myself, and I knew like all my toys. I loved all my toys, whatever. And these kids would come over for Thanksgiving. And they would abuse it. I was so upset. I used to be like, I don't want you here. I'd be like, don't touch that one. That one's my favorite. I'd be so sad because they would just take it and they would literally just slam it against the walls. They would just like take like one of my like action figures or whatever and just like start slamming it against the walls. I'd be like, why are you doing that? But.
I never had that issue. I had the opposite issue.
Nobody was in your house.
I would just play with toys by myself and just like, I'm by myself again. another year by myself.
Another Thanksgiving by
myself. That's what sucks because like there's no one. I have my sister, but like she never played toys with me because she's into different toys.
Exactly. So she was older than you, right?
Yeah, yeah. So it's just literally me.
Yeah, that's
alone.
It was sad.
That's why it's so short. It's like 3 hours.
That's so
even
sad.
Christmas was that short.
Really? Like, you would just open presents and
then would leave.
Oh, that's crazy. That's crazy. Okay, let's get into another important part of holidays. We're going to go into Thanksgiving first. We're going to talk about food.
We talked about Thanksgiving.
No, we're going to talk about food now.
We want to talk about food?
Yeah, we want to talk about food. The people need to know, like, what kind of foods we're eating.
It was a mixture of, like, Korean and American. So, like, we had the usual turkey, ham, stuffing.
Yeah.
And then we'd have, like, kimchi and mandu. Mandu is, like, Korean dumplings. And then...
Okay.
Yeah.
Did you like the food? You love the food, right?
I love the food. What are you doing here?
Because you used to be fat. Stop talking about people off screen.
I'm sorry.
Or off tape. Whatever. You can't hear. Our friend McLeet just walked downstairs. McLeet, say something.
Friend.
Say something, McLeet. McLeet, say something.
Hi. Hi, I'm McLeet.
Sorry, McLeet just made it awkward for all of us. Sorry. Anyway, so yeah, you had a really good food for Thanksgiving.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like everyone enjoys Thanksgiving.
Would you help cook?
Not until like the last 2 years.
Okay.
Because like, I didn't really cook much until the last 2 years.
Right.
And my mom, that's why she hated Thanksgiving. She had to cook everything.
For real?
Yeah.
Your dad wouldn't help?
Always, oh no, my dad can't cook anything. Burn down the house. So like, my mom would cook literally everything the day of.
That's sad.
But it's only for 10 people, so.
Yeah, I guess that's true.
It's not that bad.
Yeah.
It's pretty much what your mom goes through, essentially.
My mom, yeah. Oh, gosh.
Dude, cooking for 70 people sounds like...
Well, it wasn't just my mom, though, because other people would bring in things.
Yeah, I understand that, yeah.
And you have to understand, like, we would set up our house like a... You know chafing dishes, right?
No.
Chafing dishes are like these silver like holders.
Buffet,
and then you, the buffet kind of thing. Silverware. And we'd have like 3 or 4 tables set up with filled with chafing dishes. Yeah, yeah. And people would just come in, you know, like just grab a bunch of food.
Say that, I think of like a homeless shelter. That's what I'm thinking.
That's rude.
I'm sorry.
It was much better food than was in a homeless shelter.
I bet.
Don't try to sleep on it.
I'm sorry.
At our Thanksgivings, we used to have jollof rice. We'd have fried rice. We'd have like moi moi, which is a Nigerian food.
I always say ethnic Thanksgivings are way better than American Thanksgivings.
I'm honestly confused about how you can go to I've seen some of the Thanksgivings at like white Thanksgivings. It's like just like bland meats.
Half of their food is like half of my food is essentially their entire
range of food that they have. I'll have your food and my food there.
Right?
Yeah, we'll have like mac and cheese. We'll even have soul food. We had mac and cheese and like mashed potatoes, you know, got the gravy, everything like that. But we'll also have our Nigerian food. Like, don't sleep on that. We'll have the plantain, we'll have the fried plantain, we'll have the rice.
If I ever have like a Thanksgiving, I'm definitely inviting as many minorities as I can.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah, you should have a Friendsgiving and everyone will just bring their
own.
I'm
sorry,
like,
but if it's a Thanksgiving, a Friendsgiving with all white people, it's just not gonna be
exciting. It's gonna be bland.
It's gonna be chicken and gravy.
Oh gosh.
With cherry sauce.
Oh gosh. Wait, do you like cranberry sauce?
No.
My family had cranberry sauce for the first time this year. I was like, what is this?
It's disgusting.
I was like, are we living in Tennessee?
Oh my god, my mom likes it. Dude,
really?
I saw her eating it out of the can yesterday. I'm like, what are you doing?
I would be shocked. We had it, and we, of course, only Nigerians came to our Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
And nobody touched it. They were
confused, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, no one
only
ever
like a couple people
touched it. No one ever touches it in our Thanksgiving either. It's useless.
Yeah. Yeah, it's crazy. Also, our Thanksgivings would go for long, too. We'd start work at like, we'd start work around like 10 o'clock, or not 10,
did
like
you guys 12 have lunch o'clock and dinner, or just lunch?
No, just dinner.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we'd start working and like getting stuff prepped at 12, and we would not finish until like 1 in the morning.
Dude.
It's like 12 hours
guys,
of work.
Did you guys always have dinner, or do you have lunch?
Only dinner.
We always have lunch.
Really?
Yeah, my mom's too impatient.
Really?
She wants to eat like immediately.
Wow.
That's why, dude, like our Thanksgiving, we'll literally eat for 15 minutes because we're just stuffing our face and not talking.
You wouldn't talk?
And we tried to, but everyone was just eating.
Oh, that's crazy. I remember I used to not eat during Thanksgiving because I would be playing downstairs with all my friends. And then like we'd like pray for the food, right? Everyone would come together. We'd pray for the food.
And you'd just come back down.
I would come back down and start playing again. And then they would start packing up the food. And that's when I would run upstairs and make myself like 2 plates real quick. Oh. And then I would like scarf that down before coming back down to play again. It was so much fun.
Thanks. If you came to my Thanksgiving, you'd be like, what is this?
Your family should come to our Thanksgiving.
Oh, that'd be lit. Next year.
You would
be. That'd be lit.
So, I mean, it's not as. Okay, so just for context, now we have. This last Thanksgiving, we had like 20 people.
That's still twice as much as I have.
Yeah, it wasn't that many. But if you guys came over, it would be so fun. Oh my gosh, it would be so fun.
Yeah, if you came to mine, you'd just be like, this is just normal Friday night dinner.
Yeah.
With my family.
Did you eat together as a family? Like, no, when never. You were. Yeah, neither did we.
I don't feel like minorities do that.
Yeah, like, white people really come together and they're like,
they make it like eat dinner
at like 5 o'clock.
They make it like a. Like, you have to do it.
But
like,
an event.
Yeah, my dad comes home at random times, so.
Yeah.
Same. You don't have time for that.
Yeah. All right, we're going to move on to our next holiday. We're going to talk about Christmas.
Oh.
What? Okay. You're not excited to talk about Christmas?
Let's talk about Black Friday.
Oh, did you do stuff for Black Friday?
Just kidding. I don't want to talk about Black Friday.
There's nothing to talk about.
Yeah.
Yeah. Black Friday is, first of all, if you're one of those people that goes out in at like 5 o'clock in the afternoon on Thanksgiving Day to get prepped for shopping, you're strange. And you need to spend more time with your family.
Well, those people, they want to like take advantage of the good deals. For some people, it's like a job.
Black Friday is not good deals.
That's how they make money.
Black Friday is like hyped up. They make sure to inflate the prices. So
the only good deals are on TVs. All right, we're getting sidetracked anyways.
Christmas. Online.
Christmas.
Yeah, Christmas. What did you do for Christmas?
When was Christmas?
What do you mean?
Yesterday. Christmas was yesterday. That's right.
So Christmas was yesterday. Did you have a good Christmas?
I told you. It was like 2 hours.
Well, tell us for the.
So our family never does Christmas on Christmas. We do Christmas on Christmas Eve.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why. We're edgy. I don't know.
Early.
Yeah. But like, we went to my uncle's house. We had dinner. That was it.
What about presents? What do you do with presents?
We gave them their presents, which is just cash, and that was it.
You just cash?
I mean, my grandparents got some stuff from Tokyo. My sister went to Tokyo, but that was it.
Bruh.
I'm so sorry, but our holidays are so sad.
That's kind of sad.
It's so sad.
Yeah.
It's man. Like, it's nothing what you imagine, like, the tradition. Oh, people are crying over gifts. No.
People are happy to see each other.
I don't even think anyone smiled.
What?
I'm kidding. I'm playing. Don't do that. I'm playing. But, yeah, it was just, like, super low-key. Just like every year.
That's crazy.
Yeah. I mean, how crazy was your Christmas? Was it like Santa Claus jumping out the roof?
No, we never believed in Santa Claus.
Oh man.
Did you believe in Santa Claus?
No.
Yeah.
Because I immediately knew it was not real because like my grandparents would literally give me gifts to sing to Daniel from Harmony Harajuku, which is from like grandparents in Korean.
That's so normal.
Yeah. So like I always knew it was from like my family.
I feel like ethnic parents don't want the credit to go to some other white man that they don't know. You're not going to give credit for your presence to some strange guy that we've never met.
Let me tell you this. Like my mom thought my sister still believed in Santa Claus when she was like 11.
Really?
So she tried making this note that I was like, dear Emily, this is Santa Claus coming to you this year. Like, she tried playing us, so it was like, was Santa Claus? But then she literally saw her putting it underneath the Christmas tree.
Wow, your parents did not try hard enough.
My dad never, like, cared, so that's why.
Yeah, that's fair.
Are you going to make your kids believe in Santa Claus?
Heck no.
Oh, yeah, they're definitely not.
I don't think it's fun.
I'm going to tell them Santa Claus is a lie.
I'll tell them to go to first grade. I'll be like, make sure to go to class and tell every single one of your friends that Santa Claus is.
And the fairy tooth fairies.
Yeah, none of it's real.
I won't even give my kids when they lose teeth.
My parents tried it for a couple of years and then they stopped. Like, they did it at awkward times. Like, it just confused me. So I was like, there's no way the tooth fairy exists.
My mom tried making it seem real, but she woke me up. So I just saw her hand underneath my pillow. She's like, "Hi, Daniel." I'm like, "What are you doing here?" And it's like 50 cents underneath my pillow.
Your parents didn't try hard enough. That's We're going to go back to Christmas. Christmas for my family was important because after the madness of the Thanksgiving holiday, like, Christmas was like when it was just me and my close family.
Oh, that's nice.
So just me and then my cousins. How and many? Like one set of cousins. Just three.
Oh.
And then their mom. So four other people, right? Like 10 people.
At your house?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Or usually at our house or maybe somebody else's house.
Okay.
The confusing thing for me was always who to give presents for. And I think that was the same for my parents too. Because everyone was so close to us. Like, we were all so close to each other, mm-hmm. and we saw each other a lot. So it'd be like, do I have to buy presents for like four sets of families?
I never had to experience that.
It's so confusing. Because like, we're like, you're like, oh my gosh, we didn't get the Bulaboo's presents. And then they give you presents, and then you feel awful. You're just like, oh snap, like, we didn't get anything for them. Now we have to make sure we get something for them next year.
Yeah, I know.
It was like, it was fun though. I always liked Christmas. Also, I would get a lot of toys because my aunt loved me. So.
Really? I literally only got money.
You only got money?
They never gave me any presents.
Where's the thought?
I don't know.
That's a little sad.
My family doesn't have thought. Maybe it's a representation of me.
Dang.
I don't know.
Why are you coming for your own life like that?
I don't know.
That's a little sad.
Like, my grandparents have been giving me cash ever since I was like 10.
They never thought, like, maybe I'll give you like a set of chopsticks or something.
That's the most racist thing you've ever said.
Sorry. I wanted to break the laugh or whatever.
There was no... You didn't break anything.
I laughed.
You just broke everyone's hearts.
I'm sorry, Daniel. What if they got you something like...
But we did
like,
get chopsticks this year, though.
I was joking. By the way, for everybody that was listening, that was a complete joke. I wasn't even being serious.
Sure, but mine wasn't. We actually got chopsticks.
I'm actually kind of scared because people can't see my facial expression when I like make jokes. So I think they're going to think I'm serious when I say stuff like that.
They should.
I need to be careful.
They should.
No, stop. Don't do that.
My sister got special chopsticks from Tokyo.
Really?
Japan.
That's kind of cool.
Japanese, 50,000 in Japan.
So you'd only get money?
Yeah, I remember getting money ever since I was like 10.
Did you only want to get money or did you want other stuff?
Were
you ever jealous because other people's holidays are so different?
I never knew anyone else. I always thought that's how Christmas was.
For everyone else?
Yeah.
Wow.
I just thought it was like really small, like 2 hours a day, that's it. And you just go on with the rest of your life.
That's kind of crazy.
I know.
Man.
The thing is, when I'm older, I don't know if I want to make Christmas a huge deal for my family or not. I don't know if I want to make it like big and like...
What if your wife wants to make it big? What if your wife comes from like somewhere where like Thanksgiving?
I wouldn't mind because it's a change of pace. I really do want to have like big family stuff. I don't know. Actually, I don't like people. So,
I mean, if you like them, that's a scary thing. You might not like your in-laws.
I think I will.
Hopefully, you do.
I like your parents.
What?
Okay, never mind. That made no sense.
They know I'm about to slap you.
I mean, I think people like me.
Yeah, people like you. I'm just saying, like, what if you don't like them? Like, what if your in-laws are racist?
Oh, that would happen.
How do you know?
How are they going to be racist?
I don't know.
I highly doubt they'll be racist.
Okay, that's good. Let's go to the last one of the big three, I think.
If their parents are racist, I probably wouldn't even marry them. Actually, no, I would.
What? You could really like the
daughter. Actually, no, yeah, actually, I would still marry them, but...
We're getting off track again.
Growing pains.
What? Okay.
Let's work through it.
So let's go to the last of the big three. New Year's Eve, Easter. Whatever it is. Huh?
Easter?
No, yeah, we can go to the Easter too, but that's one of the big three.
New Year's, we do something. We do it big.
What are you doing for New Year's?
We don't do it big.
Do you have alcohol?
Oh, I wish. No, we have alcohol every holiday. My dad always offers me beer, but I never accept it because I hate beer.
Really?
Yeah. My dad's been offering me beer since I was like 12. He really wants me to be a drinker. And he's an alcoholic.
Your dad wants you to have a beer belly.
My dad wants me to drink.
There's a lot of carbs in beer, too.
I know. That's why I don't want to drink, because I'm going to get fat.
I know. It's true.
Yeah, but like New Year's, Koreans have this thing where it's a tradition among Koreans where you go to their house on New Year's Day, not New Year's Eve, but on New Year's Day, you go to your... You don't go to anyone's houses, but you have all your relatives, all your family come.
Okay.
And all the youngest people, so me and my sister, we pray and bow to all of our elders.
Really?
Our parents, our uncles, our grandparents, everybody.
So you still do that?
We still do that.
Really?
So we bow to them, we pray to them for like a few seconds, like 30 seconds, and then they tell us like everything they're proud of us. Like,
really?
They're like, Daniel, you're doing good in school. That's it. and then they'll give him cash.
You guys in the cash. Koreans in the cash. Your family loves giving out cash.
If you ask any Korean what's their favorite time of the year, it's definitely Christmas time because they're getting loaded.
Bruh. Actually, we should talk about that for another podcast. I want to talk about how Nigerians celebrate, like, parties and things like that. Because it's crazy.
With money?
Yeah.
Oh.
They have, like, a money dance and everything. But we'll do that for another day. No.
Oh.
Stop, Daniel. You're literally about to, like...
I'm sorry.
Is that, like, coming back at me for the chopsticks or something?
No, I just relate money dancing to stripping.
Anyway, so New Year's... What do you guys pray? What do you
say? So
do you have to pray out loud?
I'll tell you. I'll say it right now. It's called Sehe Pok Mani Padaseo. I'm not saying it correctly, but I don't know what... It means, like, Happy New Year's and good blessings or something like that.
Is that all you have to say?
Yeah, it's, we just say that one line, and then we get on our knees, and they just shower us with love and cash.
What? Yep. Okay. That's interesting.
And we do it every year, and we eat the same food, which is like, you have to eat this food. If you don't, you're cursed.
Oh, gosh.
It's called this dumpling soup with the, I forgot. It's like this, like, rice cake. It's so good.
That sounds really good.
We make it every year. You want some?
I want some.
I'll give you some dumplings.
Yeah. Save me some, because that sounds really good.
We make our dumplings handmade every, we make 1,000 dumplings every year. I'm sitting in their kitchen. I'm the only one that's home, so I constantly just make dumplings by hand.
That's so cool.
I wouldn't consider it cool. It's not fun, but I have to do it.
I mean, it's not. It doesn't sound like a lot of fun, but it's really, yeah, it's interesting, and I think that's cool.
But yeah, so we make dumplings. We make the dumpling soup. We eat the dumpling soup, and then we go pray, and we play this game called I don't know. It's like these sticks, and you throw these sticks in the air, and like you move around a board. I forgot what it's called, but it's like people love to gamble. So we usually gamble every year over that. And my grandfather always wins, so he wins back the money that he gives me. That's it.
He's just going to start giving you more and more each year so he can start winning more and more. So
he probably makes like double the money he gives out. So.
Dang. That's so funny.
I'm just kidding.
Wait, how does he win?
I don't know, because he's so good at it. He's been playing it for years.
Okay. I thought it was gambling. I thought it was by chance.
No, it's not by chance.
Explain the game to me.
It's
Daniel, you can't do that. That's nasty.
You like throw these sticks, and each side of the sticks has like these crosses, and like depending on what the sticks land on, that wasn't static, by the way, I was just burping. Depending on where the sticks land on, like you move a certain amount of pieces around the board.
Okay.
And like if you move around the board enough times, you win.
Okay.
It's kind of like Monopoly and sticks combined.
Monopoly and sticks.
What? Yeah, that made no sense, but that's how I describe it.
Okay, that's cool.
Yeah.
Why don't you guys do that for other holidays? Do you think that because that has like Korean roots, that's why you guys do it for?
I mean, you're only supposed to do it on New Year's Day.
I mean, I know. I'm saying like, why don't you do fun stuff like that for other holidays?
It's not because we do it because we thought of it. We do it because Koreans thought of it.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So, yeah. Do you think that like?
Koreans don't do anything else on other holidays, anything special.
Are there any holidays that Koreans have that, you know, Americans don't celebrate?
Americans don't celebrate?
Yeah.
Just Children's Day.
What's that?
You know, like Father's Day, Mother's Day. It's also Children's Day.
When is it?
I don't know.
So you don't celebrate it?
No, we don't. Because my mom doesn't want to give me anything.
Once I asked my mom, this was really bad. Like, seeing back, I think this was a dumb idea. I was with my mom in the house. I was like... It was a week before Mother's Day. I was like, Mom, why is there a Children's Day? She's like, every day is Children's Day.
Oh!
I'm taking care of you all freaking time. I was like,
ooh. Actually, no, that's what I asked my mom. I was like, Mom, wait, why don't we celebrate Children's Day? It's like, you live in this house. That's your present. I feed you food. That's your present.
That's good.
And whenever I ask my mom for an allowance for doing chores, she's like, your allowance is living in this house.
Actually, my parents would, yeah.
They
would
Which makes sense.
My dad, I remember once, my dad used to do this a couple of years ago. I'm going to get back to my New Year's after this because I have... some interesting New Year stories. But my dad used to say, for every book you read, I'll give you $2. So me and my sister, we used to read a lot. Yeah. At first, we didn't like reading. But then after a while, we just liked reading just because reading was fun in general.
Uh-huh.
So we started reading like all the time. We finished books in like a week or 2 weeks.
Yeah.
And so we started racking it up. And we were like counting in our heads like, now dad owes us this. Now dad owes us
Did
this.
Did he ever give you it?
One day we were like, Dad, like, can we have our money now? And he's like, okay, I'll think about it. And then... we kept on asking him for like a year, and then after Christmas, he was like, "Yeah, I use it. Your Christmas presents are your money." And we were like, "Oh,
smart one."
I was upset, Even though it was Christmas, I was upset.
How much money would have gotten?
Like 1,000 something.
Holy sh!
I read a lot of books. Well, me and my sister together.
That's a lot of money. $2 per book.
Me and my sister. Yeah, I know. $2 per book is a lot of.
That's
books.
A lot of money.
And it's, especially because you know some teenage novels are like really tiny.
Yeah, I know.
And you can if you're interested, you could read those things in a day. So yeah.
New Year's.
Yeah, New Year's for me. So we used to spend New Year's at our church.
Oh.
It would start New Year's.
Wait, New Year's Day or New Year's Eve?
New Year's Eve.
Oh, okay.
And it would start out. The kids would go into the youth room, mm-hmm. and they had a bunch of food out for us. And it was soul food because my church was black.
Yeah.
We had soul food. And we had music and we had games and stuff like that. And we would do that all night. Do you remember go-go music?
No.
McLean, do you remember go-go music? It was like black DC music that like started spreading to Maryland too. It was like DMV music. It was just like percussion basically. And we used to dance.
No words.
Yeah, with no words. It was just percussion.
Yeah.
And we used to dance to go-go for like hours and hours, and we'd be hanging out with each other. We'd just like have a great time. And then around New Year's, like around the time when it was gonna be midnight, they would give us like a sermon and we'd do worship and stuff like that. And then we'd count down and things like that.
Does Jesus have to do anything with New Year's?
No, but my church would make a church event for anything. Yeah, anything that would happen.
Any occasion to get some lit days.
The main service was boring.
Did you guys have alcohol?
No.
Oh.
It's a church.
Oh, you're right.
Oh my gosh.
You're right.
So then, after a while, like they started realizing that we were having too much fun on New Year's. So they started making it more and more like a sermon. The sermon would be for longer of the night.
Oh gosh.
Like every year.
Yeah.
And then one year, my main pastor came in and he decided to preach a sermon, and it was all night.
Oh no.
And the man went past New Year's.
Oh.
It was 12.
How many hours?
34. And we're like, I don't know how many hours. At that point, we stopped counting. But it was like 12:34. And he's like, all right, let's start the countdown. And everyone's like, I was so pissed. I was like, Pastor Harry, how could he do that to us? I was like, it's 34 minutes past the countdown. What do you mean, let's start the countdown?
Did you guys ever like make a big deal over countdowns?
Oh, yeah. We'd be like five, no, four.
Would you ever be like overly excited?
I mean, not like overly overexcited.
But were you excited?
Yeah, yeah.
I was never excited.
Really?
I never cared.
Really?
Yeah.
Would you go to sleep ever? Or so, did you like...
No, I mean, I would go to my like my friend's house and like we would do it at their house. But like when time counted down, my mom's like, it's countdown time, Daniel. Go get your cup. Let's do this. I'm like,
You never cared.
I never cared.
Yeah, that's fine.
Because I was expecting some like monumental shift in like the Earth's like orbital system or something like that. I thought like I would feel through my body.
Yeah.
It felt the same.
I literally didn't know. Have you heard about a New Year's kiss?
Yeah.
It's something that like,
yeah,
people
like
do.
Yeah, you kiss on New Year's Eve.
Yeah, yeah. I didn't know about that until 2 years ago.
I saw it on...
And I saw that. What? I was like, that's a dumb tradition.
Wait, you never watched it on TV?
No.
On TV, there's people making out all the time.
My parents used to... What?
Yeah, in New York, as soon as the ball drops, people just like smacking each other.
Well, we were always at church. So
you never watched on TV?
No.
How did the countdown then?
We would do our own countdown. Like, you would just set up a PowerPoint presentation to go every second, and then you would start it at the right time.
In order to be correct, you gotta watch it on NBC News.
No.
With Steve Harvey.
Oh my gosh.
And watch that ball drop with Pitbull.
It sounds like a lit New Year's.
I hate Pitbull.
Yeah, I know. He's kind of trashing.
What if Pitbull's the next president?
I wouldn't be mad.
Hmm.
After Trump?
What if Pitbull is Christmas?
What if Pitbull was the like the Santa Claus of Christmas?
No, Pitbull is Santa Claus, but I think Pitbull's evolving to be the Thanksgiving turkey.
All right, so that's all the time that we have for today. Thank you guys so much for listening to our podcast again.
This is great.
I think we'll cut the intro because the beginning of this was trash.
If you hear, well, I'll have intro music on it, but I'm still keeping all of that.
Did you hear what you were doing?
I don't care.
You were making some weird sounds, bro.
What are you talking about?
All right, we want to give a shout out.
Oh, I was referencing French Montana.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Huh?
Nobody's going to know because there's no way anybody's going to listen to the end of this. Nobody's going to listen to the end of this podcast.
Okay.
For everybody that listened to our first one.
If you're still here, I'm not going to pay you money.
Yeah. If you listen to our first one, thank you so much. Keep on giving us feedback. We're going to try out some new stuff, get some new guests, things like that.
Stay tuned, boys and girls. We're going to have fashion on this show. Tuck your seatbelts in. It's going to be a good ride.
All right. Bye.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.